Hello and welcome to Stream It Secret Headquarters. Coming up, we've got
the stars from the film Secret Headquarters. I see what you did there, Connor.
You like it?
I do like it. And we spoke to them about whether or not their fish could be a superhero.
Yeah. Oh, I have a leopard gecko and a snake. Yeah, it'll probably be Leo. Leo, my leopard gecko. He'll probably be a superhero as well.
And we have an excellent review from Ishan. And I love this review because Ishan, I think, really loves exactly what he's talking about. You can hear it.
You can.
They're just so funny and amusing.
And of course, we've got more of our favourite streaming picks for you to check out. And another 30-second challenge.
Robin,
mm-hmm.
What do you think we'd actually have in the Stream It headquarters, the secret headquarters, if it existed?
Well, I reckon we definitely have to have like a slide, so no stairs. We don't do stairs.
Just slide everywhere.
Yeah, just slides. Ball pit.
Unlimited popcorn.
Yes. I don't know. Like, is it going to be sweet or salted?
Either.
Okay, yeah, I could work with the popcorn.
Secret headquarters where we slide, eat popcorn and just have fun.
Yeah, I think so. But we do need superpowers, don't we?
Yeah, we have some superpowers. And I reckon like a few famous people can just be sitting around.
Yeah, like who?
We could have like Rowan Atkinson. They're just there.
Yeah, that's true. Because it is film and TV, isn't it? They're just chilling.
Yeah, it seems like a dream place for me.
Spider-Man.
Yes, Spider-Man as well. We could have him flying around. Yes, please.
Well, our guest today will be in the know about all things superheroes and secret headquarters as well.
For sure.
Might get some tips.
We will.
Sorry about the game, but we're going to have fun tonight.
Woo! Let me guess, another IT conference?
I'm going to be back in a couple days, tops.
Hey, Mom. Dad has a work emergency, so can you come pick me up?
I love it when you call me Mom. Let's throw a rager.
So here we go then. We're with Mamana Tamada, who plays Maya, and Keith Williams, who plays Burger in the new film on Paramount Plus, Secret Headquarters. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello, hello. Now, I think we'll start with you, Keith, because, of course, you do play Burger, who is Charlie's best friend. I mean, he seems like a laugh to me, but what are we saying? Is he the kind of best friend that you would like?
Yeah, I feel like Burger, the majority of the time, he is there for Charlie. He makes it his best to try so.
He likes it. He's so much fun, I bet.
Yeah, playing Burger was really fun.
I think the name itself just sums up the funness. His name's Burger.
Yeah, that was really odd to me when I first auditioned, but then I found out his first name's Barry, apparently, so it's Barry Burger. We never played on that at all, but still.
Oh, so it's like it's almost like his nickname then, because it's a surname. Barry Burger, gosh, they like their food, don't they?
Yeah, they do like their food. Keith, are you the sort of friend that, like, in your actual, you know, own life, leads people astray? Do you like to plan parties? Are you that kind of guy?
No, I think when it comes like the partying and stuff, I'm more the person that like sees the party pop up on my feed and I'll like be like, oh, I'm gonna go to that. I never really plan the parties because
I like it. You kind of test the water. You see how it goes. And then you're like, I think I'm going to go and attend that party. That looks like a bit of me.
I love it. I love it. And of course, for yourself and what you play, Maya, can you tell us a little bit about your character?
Yeah, Maya, she is, I guess, she's a transfer student, so she's used to moving around all the time. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I think that has led her to be, like, really resourceful, but also kind of, like, closed off. So it's really cool that we kind of get to see her, like, open up to, like, all her friends. That's how I would describe Maya.
I love it. And do you feel like you've got any similarities with Maya or any differences?
Do you think I do? No. Quite different. I mean, Maya is pretty opposite from me, so that was a little bit of a challenge, but I can't think of like any super
Keith. I feel like you had a moment there where you were like,
yes,
I think there's a similarity.
not really. Maya's like really like dark. Nah, she's not dark. She's
a little
just
bit
like
more like
military.
Yeah.
I love it. But can you imagine it? She's quite dark, kind of like you.
Yeah, can you imagine?
So it looks like there's a lot of stars in this film that you've become friends with. They're popping up on your TikTok an awful lot. Is there a bit of a crew going on here? Is there something that me and Robin need to know about and there's a little chat going on that we need to be part of?
There should be.
Right.
But there's not. Not yet. We should blend that.
For what?
For TikTok.
A TikTok? Like a group?
Yeah, a group. Yeah.
We made a ton while we were filming.
Yeah, me and Momo.
We like would always be filming dancing TikToks
and learning them at our house.
I love that you called her Momo as well. That was really fun.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Oh, that's her nickname. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, Momo.
You can call me that if you want to.
Oh, we got some nickname terms. We're I'm liking it.
We'll be on that TikTok channel soon. You wait. We'll be part of the crew.
What's happening?
Please don't touch me. This is so tight.
It's some kind of superhero lair. Your dad's a superhero.
What? No, my dad can't handle hot wings.
Now, of course, you're very professional on set, I'm sure. But I'm sure it's a lot of fun as well. And I'm sure behind the scenes, some of you might be a little naughty. Who's like the naughtiest, like playing the practical jokes and stuff like that?
Walker. Yeah.
It's fun though. Like having that energy on set.
Yeah.
He's always like.
Like if we were low on energy, Walker would keep that energy for us.
Yeah. He has so much energy. Plus the coffee.
Yeah. He would drink coffee too. The directors were like, oh, here, drink this. They'd be like, no, never mind.
I like it. It's kind of like when you give a really, really small kid the blue ice lolly when they're young and they go nuts. They have all the fun.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
So the film itself is all about Charlie. Now, Charlie kind of lives, I think, my dream, your dream maybe?
No, do you know what? I'm not sure I could handle it.
Well, he finds out his dad's a superhero, doesn't he? That's pretty much what happens, right? Who in your family, we'll come to you first, Keith. Who in your family do you think is most likely to be a superhero? And it could be anyone, goldfish, hamster, dog, cat, granddad, anything.
The person that in my family that would most likely be a superhero is probably my mom. She would keep that secret really well.
Yeah, you feel like mum would be, you know, in the evening, superhero mom. You wouldn't know about it. You'd be like, where's my mom? Yeah. She's out doing superhero things, but you wouldn't know.
Yeah, most likely.
I feel like mums anywhere are kind of superheroes, aren't they? They do a lot. They do loads.
Yeah.
What about you, do you think, Lana? Who would you pick?
I think my mom too. I feel like they just like do everything, and it's like, I don't know how, but literally, yeah, like you said, they're kind of like
so much.
I know, and like on set, like I don't know, but I think my mom would definitely be the superhero.
I have to say, I'm really happy that you both picked your mom, but I was really hoping that you're gonna have like a superhero fish.
Superhero dog.
Yeah. Oh, I have a leopard gecko and a snake. Yeah, it'll probably be Leo, my leopard gecko. He would probably be a superhero as well.
That would be a cool superhero. I like it. Yeah, that's good.
That would be very cool. Now, of course, you guys know way more about superhero powers and superheroes than we do. And if you could pick a superpower, what would you pick?
Oh, I feel like teleportation, maybe. I don't know. Like, that would be really useful.
Yeah, I would pick telekinesis.
Oh, that's...
Because I can, like, sit in my living room and watch a movie.
Sorry, teleka what?
Oh, it's basically, like... you could, like, move stuff with your mind or, like, hands. It's basically, like, Wanda Maximoff, but she just has red with her. It's kind of, like, that.
You see, they're really, really in tune with the superhero powers.
I knew they would be.
Yeah, I didn't even know what that word was.
Yes.
That is brilliant. And you would teleport, would you?
Yeah, I think that would be kind of handy.
Yeah, it would.
So talking of like teleporting, having these superhero powers, we're going to kind of go to the darker side. And I know that you're buddies with everyone that you've been filming with, but who's making that supervillain cut? Who's the one that is going to be the supervillain? Come on, there's got to be one.
Hand point at each other, it's fine.
Or yeah, like... You could be the supervillain. Who do you think would be the best supervillain? It could be you, my man. It could be you, Keith.
Who would be the best?
No, I feel like it would be so fun to play a villain, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can, like, everyone is just so nice. I don't know.
I know. Everybody was, like, really nice.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, nobody. I can't really see anybody being a superhero.
We could probably act.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Acting. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you're thinking, if there's someone and you're like at lunch, and you're like, yeah, they would make a good supervillain. They don't know it yet, but they've definitely got it.
The thing is, they all sound like good supervillains, because when you're nice, that makes a good supervillain.
It does.
Because you trick people, right? You seem like the nice guy. You're a bit of a supervillain.
Yep.
Now, we've been learning a little bit about the superhero gadgets, but like I say, you guys are going to be professionals now. What gadgets are your favorite? What can you not live without?
Yeah, the mag rod, the gadget I use the majority of the time, it was literally my favorite from when I first read it. And then once I found out that I was going to be the character using it, it was just a dream come true, basically. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that gadget?
Okay, the magnetic rod is basically like, it looks kind of like a wand. It's like a wand that like moves only metal around. Like there's like little electricity pulse that comes out of it and it like grabs on and it could just like move it around, I guess. Kind of like telekinesis.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a new one for me, by the way. If anyone ever asks me what I want as a superpower,
that's it.
Yeah, I'm telekinesian.
And what about you? Would you see him? What would you see?
I think I'd have to pick like my gadget too. I just like it's the so jacket. Cool. It's so cool. Like, yeah. I guess like just from like the public eye, it's just like a cool jacket, but then it like allows you to make shields and stuff. I think it's really handy. And I think it's saved a lot of people in the movie too. I really love that jacket.
We got him.
Whoever has this technology can do anything.
We gotta save my dad's tech before they destroy the world.
We got this.
What are you gonna do? Tickle torture me?
Dude, that was too long!
I need to discuss something. Keith, I'm gonna discuss it with you, okay? So you're called Burger, which is a great name. Your brother is called Big Mac?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So we need to talk about Burger's parents. What's going on there? Is there a cousin called McNugget? We got a McFlurry.
Well, no, actually, that could have been like a really good part that they implemented, but actually they never picked a name for the parents. They would like let them choose or let us like give each other code names. But I would say for the parents, we could probably do breakfast for the parents because they were first. So like McGriddle. And yeah. And what's another breakfast?
We have something over here called the McBreakfast Wrap, which is like a kind of wrap.
Mm-hmm. Or McMuffin.
McMuffin.
Really?
McMuffin. Yeah.
McMuffin. McGriddle and McMuffin.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. And they all live in the McCath.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great, isn't it? This is my dream. We're kind of creating my dream scenario here.
Brilliant. We've got a little fun game to play with you, if that's all right. We're going to give you 30 seconds each. And I think we'll start with yourself, Keith. And you're going to have 30 seconds to name as many superheroes as you possibly can.
Okay.
All right. So we've got a timer here. I'm going to kick you off, Keith. And I'm going to make a little note as you go along. 30 seconds to name as many superheroes as you can. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right. Three,
two, one.
Okay. Scarlet Witch, Captain America, Iron Man, The Flash, the opposite, Kid Flash, Aquaman, Wonder Woman. Did I say Captain America? Spider-Man, Batman. Who else? I don't know. The Hulk.
Five.
She-Hulk. Thor. Valkyrie.
And stop.
So good. That was 14. Good. That was 14.
Oh my God. Your brain is like.
My brain is. There's so many. Yeah. I don't know.
You were made for this film.
You were absolutely made for this. We're going to try super villains, which is even harder. Do you?
Come on. The face. And it's your go as well. The face looks so worried.
I think you've got this. Are you ready? 30 seconds.
Can
we help each other?
Yeah.
Do it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Killmonger. I guess Harley Quinn. Quinn. Yeah. Ivy Blue, what is it?
Does Argon count?
Oh, Argon counts. Yeah. Thank you. Who are you already said the Joker. Who's the villain? Wanda's kind of a villain. Yeah, they made her to a villain. So yeah, Wanda Maximoff again. And then Thanos.
Oh, stop.
You done well. That was six.
Well done. Villains are really hard because all you've got in your head is like the superheroes, isn't it? So well done, honestly. And thank you so much for this movie. It's absolutely incredible. And we can't wait for everyone to see it.
Oh, we're so excited. I am so excited.
Thank you for having us.
Bye.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Why couldn't you tell me about your secret identity?
How am I supposed to say, oh, by the way, some alien power source chose me to be the guardian of the planet? It makes you sound crazy, right?
Yes.
Playtime's over, kids.
Prepare for war.
Hold it!
These are warm.
Yeah.
So hot.
You got the winter suit.
Oh, thanks so much to Keith and Momona. How good was it to chat to actual people that have lived actual superpower lives?
Yeah, I know. And you know what I loved as well? When they were talking all about the actual super gadgets, I was thinking, oh, we missed that out in our headquarters.
Yeah, we did. We did. I think we need some more gadgets. I liked the fact that I was introduced to a brand new superpower, which was telepathic.
I knew you weren't going to be able to see it. That's not it.
Yeah, I've got it wrong. But I know what it does. It makes me magnetic, right?
No, Connor, that's not it.
Oh, what do I do if I'm telepathicity?
You can move things with your mind. It's a bit like, you ever seen Matilda?
Ah, right. So I can sit there and get my dinner to me without moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, I like that. I want that. And what's it called again?
Telepathicity.
Brilliant. Right, there we go. Still to come on stream here, we're going to hear Ishan's review, which is super good. But first, here's our top five things for you to watch.
The look forward.
Five. Hugo on Netflix. So this film is over 10 years old, Robin.
Whoa, that's so old.
I know, but it's still so good. So Hugo is an orphan who is on a mission to find a key to get his late father's final invention working.
Oh, that does sound cool. I don't think I've seen this, you know.
Yes, it's like an old invention and he's going to get it working again. You can watch it right now. You should go watch it. It's on Netflix.
Four.
Now, Connor, I think you're going to like this one. It's called Eggs.
I like it already.
I knew it. It's on Amazon Prime, and it's basically about when a town is robbed of everything and an unlikely group of heroes band together to take back what is rightfully theirs.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, it's excellent.
I like it. It's excellent. I like what you did there.
Thank you. And you're going to absolutely love it. So it's on Amazon Prime.
Three.
Oh, we're diving into one of my favourite superheroes. Meet Spidey and his amazing friends, Robin.
Oh, I love this because you, I reckon, would be Spider-Man.
Yeah, I would be Spider-Man or one of his best friends. How do you become an amazing friend of Spider-Man?
I don't know, but you've just got me.
Yeah. Everyone's favourite friendly neighbourhood Spider-Man is back and he's on Disney Plus for Series 2.
Two.
Ninja Express. Now, this is actually on iPlayer. And here's a question for you, Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you love a delivery service that delivers anything, anywhere, and anytime?
Literally anything I want.
Anything you want.
Anywhere I am in the world.
Yes.
And when I need it.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Well, just imagine it being run by three little ninjas with incredible powers as well.
Oh, I love this.
That is exactly what Ninja Express is. Now, this series is available to watch on iPlayer right now.
One.
Robin,
mm-hmm.
What would you be like off the top rope?
What on earth does that mean?
I'm talking about the main event on Netflix right now. So after discovering a magical mask, an 11-year-old aspiring wrestler enters a competition to become the next WWE superstar.
Oh, the rope on the...
Yeah, on the side of the ring. You know, the top rope. You dive off it.
I was going to call it a box.
Okay, yeah, it's called The Top Rope.
Okay, great.
This awesome movie is on Netflix right now. It's a must-see. Have a think. What would your wrestling name be? What would your wrestling name be, Robin?
Rock and Robin.
Great.
Simple.
Yeah, I don't even need to say anything else. Fantastic.
Okay, Connor, it's now time for the kids' review.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
I'm excited. We got lots in, but Ishan is the review that we've gone for today.
Okay.
Because he's so passionate and it is so clear that he loves this series so much.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this.
Check this out.
Hello, I'm Ishan. My favourite series are the My Little Pony series. Because... they're just so funny and amusing. And when I started watching My Little Pony Friendship is Magic season 4, I absolutely loved it. Now I'm on season 7, but I can't watch it anymore because it's off Prime.
I feel like Ishan mm-hmm. needs to sit mummy and daddy down with some breakfast and say, where's my Prime gone?
I know. No, I don't think it's that. I think it's that it's been taken off of Prime.
Oh, I thought he didn't have a Prime membership anymore.
No, Connor, that's not it.
I was going to say, Shan, I'll get you a membership so you can finish your favourite show.
Oh, someone's doing all right.
Well, I thought maybe we could help him out, but no, it's not that. It's the fact that it's not on Prime anymore.
But do you know what, Ishan, I can totally relate because I really don't like that when that happens.
Yeah, I like to have a binge. I like to have a, you know, sit down and really, really be able to watch all of it.
Yeah, but I mean, you have seen 7 series, Ishan, so I would say pretty good going.
Yeah, sit tight. The next one will be soon, right?
Right.
Hey, if you'd like to come on to Stream It, come say hello and come review your favourite thing that you watch. Robin, what they got to do?
Get on over to funkidslive.com/streamit. It's as easy as that. We want to hear from you. Oh, Connor, I've had so much fun, but that's us done for this week.
I know. I'm just going to go away and just make a nice little list of all the things that we want in our secret HQ.
Oh, yes, that sounds like a plan to me. And of course, if you've enjoyed this as much as we have, please do subscribe, give us a little 5-star review, and we would love to get those reviews from you as well.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.